今日证道的主题是恩慈和严厉。
And today's sermon topic is kindness and sternness.
请大家翻开圣经。
Let us open the Bible.
我们将今次早上证道的经文其中一节再一次读出来。
Let us read out one of the verses of today's sermon scripture.
罗马书十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22.
我们找到，我们一起读。
Let us read together.
可见神的恩慈和严厉。向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。
Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢主所爱的人再一次来到主的施恩座面前。
We thank you, Lord, that those who you love can once again come before your throne of grace.
这个是我们人生最大最大的福分。
This is the greatest blessing in our lives.
因为我们原本是一班与神隔绝的人。
Because we were alienated from you, Lord.
今日却蒙基督耶稣的宝血。
But today we have been cleansed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够与神亲近。
So that we can draw near to you.
愿你的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your word be the lamp of our feet and the light on our path.
引导我们走永生的道路
，to lead us to the path of eternity，
更加能够长久在神的恩慈里面过我们的人生
，and also for us to continue in your kindness。
求主帮助我们
，may the Lord help us。
在主面前同心感恩、仰望、祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving is in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen。
如果弟兄姊妹有留意过去两个主日的崇拜正道的时候，
If you have noticed the sermons of the past 2 weeks,
我不知道弟兄姊妹有什么感觉。
I don't know whether you have some feelings in your heart.
我自己有一份很深的感受。
I have got a profound reflection.
神是怜悯的主。
God is a compassionate God.
他的话带着安慰和能力。
His word comes with comfort and power.
所以如果当我们不看神的说话或者不听神的话的时候
，So if we don't read God's word or we don't listen to God's word,
是我们人生最大的损失。
This is a great loss in our life.
因为你和我都仲活喺呢个世界。
Because you and I are still alive in this world.
人饥饿，非因无病。
People are hungry, not that because they don't have bread.
人干渴，非因无水。
They are thirsty, not that because they don't have water.
乃因不听神嘅话。
But because they don't listen to God's word.
神嘅话好似活水干河一样。
God's word is like living water.
能够安慰我哋。
It can comfort us.
能够满足我哋。
It can satisfy us.
能够俾我哋有力量。
It can give us strength.
在这个动荡不安的世代当中
，In this unsettling world,
过一个丰盛的人生
，We can have an abundant life.
特别在前一次的证道会提到哈
，In particular, in my sermon last time,
主是拿恩城里面怜悯的主。
I have mentioned that the Lord Jesus is the compassionate Lord in the town of Nain.
边度有苦难，边度有主的怜悯。
Wherever there is sorrow, there is compassion of the Lord.
上次我们讲到你是谁
？Last time we talked about Who are you?
就是当我们在这个世界面对一些恶人的攻击的时候
In this world, when we face the attacks of wicked people,
我们仍然不需要害怕
We do not have to be afraid.
不需要惊惶
We do not have to fear.
因为神顾念我们
Because God cares for us.
祂会用施恩的手来看管保护我们
With his gracious hand, he will lead us and protect us.
感谢主今天早上的正道当中
But thanks to God that in the sermon this morning,
神藉着祂的话再一次丰富我们
Through his word, he once again gives us an abundant life.
让我们对神的属性有更深的了解
The words enable us to have a fuller understanding of God's attributes.
在今早上三节经文里面有几个词汇是重复出现了的
There are some words in these three verses today that they repeat.
一个是恩慈。
The first word is kindness.
一个是严厉。
The second word is sternness.
一个是长久在他的恩慈里面。
And the other word is to continue in his kindness.
如果我们用这几个词汇看这几节经文就很有意思。
If we look at these words, then it's very meaningful.
今天早上我们会在三节经文当中思想三方面。
This morning, through these three verses, we will reflect on three aspects.
让我们对神有更深的认识。
So that we can have a more in-depth knowledge of God.
更全面的认识。
A more comprehensive knowledge of Him.
第一方面我们会思想神是恩慈的神。
The first aspect is that we will reflect on the fact that God is the kind God.
第二方面我们思想神是严厉的神。
The second aspect is that we have to reflect on God being a stern God.
当我们又认识神的恩慈又认识神的严厉的时候。
If we understand God's kindness and God's sternness,
我们必须就要思想了。
Then we must consider one thing.
怎样能够在他的恩慈里呢？
How do we continue in his kindness?
还要长久在他的恩慈里面。
And to continue for a long time.
哦，这三节经文里面就教导我们怎样得着一份的恩典和福气。
So these three verses teach us how to attain these blessings.
哦，所以弟兄会有神的话和没有神的话的人。
The difference between those who have God's word and those who don't.
人生天淵之别。
There is a total difference.
所以我们会思想这三部分。
So we will reflect on these three aspects.
第一方面我们会思想神是恩慈的神。
The first aspect is that God is the kind God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你留意圣经的记载。
If you notice the writings in the Bible.
恩慈的神是神本身的属性。
God is the kind God. This is the nature of God.
也是神在世人当中亲自的宣告。
This is also the proclamation of God himself.
弟兄姊妹，不知道记不记得在出埃及记34章6到7节里面。
I don't know if you remember in Exodus 34:6-7.
当神向摩西显现的时候，
When God revealed himself to Moses,
神向摩西将他的属性去启示出来。
God revealed his attribute to Moses.
那两节经文记载了非常非常重要的信息。
The two verses record a very important message.
里面提到耶和华，耶和华。
It says,The Lord, the Lord.
是有怜悯有恩典的神。
The compassionate and gracious God.
不轻易发怒。
Slow to anger.
并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Abounding in love and faithfulness.
为千万人存留慈爱。
Maintaining love to thousands.
赦免罪孽。罪恶和过犯。
And forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.
于是我们从神自己的启示当中看到。
Then from the revelation of God, we can see.
神是赐恩典的神。
God is the God who gives blessings.
神是大有慈爱的神。
God is the kind God.
神愿意是施怜悯的神。
God is the compassionate God.
这个是神的属性。
These are attributes of God.
也都是神的启示。
And this is also the revelation of God.
神不是讲了就算的。
God does not only talk about it.
在整个人类的历史世代当中。
Throughout the whole human history.
由亚当夏娃开始。
Starting from Adam and Eve.
直到今日。
Until today.
直到耶稣基督荣耀再来。
Until the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
神这种恩慈的属性都不会改变。
This attribute of God's kindness will never change.
弟兄姊妹，细心。
If you have noticed,
世人虽然犯了罪，
although people have sinned,
虽然这个世界充满罪恶和罪孽，
although the world is full of sins and transgressions,
但在整个人类的历史世代当中，
but throughout the whole human history,
在你和我的人生的历史当中，
in the history of your life and my life,
神仍然用丰富的恩典、丰盛的慈爱遮盖着我们。
God covers us with his abundant grace and compassion.
你只会留意直至创世纪的时候，
if you remember in Genesis,
在神未用洪水灭世之前，
Before the Lord destroyed the earth with the flood，
留意当时的人，
If you notice the people at that time，
他们的思想全部都是充满罪恶的，
Their thoughts were filled with sins，
但他们生活从来没有缺乏，
But they lacked nothing in their daily lives，
他们仍然可以吃喝嫁娶，
They could eat and drink and get married，
他们仍然可以拥有很多，
They possessed a lot of things，
为什么呢？
Why？
因为神是恩慈的神，
Because God is the kind God，
所以去到使徒行传14:16-17的时候，
Therefore in Acts chapter 14 verses 16 and 17，
使徒保罗和巴拿巴就做了这样的见证。
The apostle Paul and Barnabas had this testimony。
神在从前的世代当中，
In the past，
一方面他任凭万国 各行其道。
On one hand, he let all nations go their own way.
但他为自己未尝不显出证据来。
Yet he has not left himself without testimony.
就是尝试恩惠。
He has shown kindness.
从天降雨。
By giving you rain from heaven.
赏赐丰年。
And crops in their seasons.
叫你们饮食饱足。
He provides you with plenty of food.
满心喜乐。
And fills your hearts with joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们细心看几千年的人类历史当中。
Therefore, if you look at the human history for the past thousands of years,
原来神的恩典和慈爱从来没有间断过。
God's grace and mercy has never stopped.
直到如今。
Until now.
弟兄姊妹，你和我都一样。
You and I are the same.
你和我出生到现在。
You and I since the day we were born until now.
一直都在神的恩典当中。
We have been living in God's grace.
一直在神的慈爱当中。
We have been living in God's kindness.
直到如今。
Until now.
就是神的恩典真的很特别。
God's grace is really special.
还有一个很特别的地方。
There is another special thing.
神的恩慈在什么人的身上发生呢？
God's mercy and kindness, where is it manifested?
是在一些犯罪作恶的人身上发生。
It is manifested on people who sin and do evil.
在忘恩负义的人身上发生。
It manifested to people who are ungrateful.
其实由亚当夏娃开始直到如今。
Since the time of Adam and Eve until now.
我们看到真的神的慈爱丰盛一直在世上的罪人当中。
We can see God's abundant mercy on sinners.
所以在当中给我们一个很深的认识。
Therefore, it gives us a profound knowledge.
因为神是一个恩慈的神。
Because God is the kind God.
他没有按照世人的罪孽和过犯来看待我们。
He does not treat us according to our sins and transgressions.
反而一直的宽容忍耐。
But on the contrary, he has been patient to us.
直到如今。
Until now.
直到耶稣基督荣耀再来。
Until the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
神是那位昨日、今日、明日、永远恩慈的神。
God is the God who is kind yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
对神恩慈这个属性不是一个头脑知识上的认同。
The knowledge of God being the kind God is not only head knowledge.
那是心灵诚实里面有一个感受和体会。
It is the understanding and realization in truth and spirit.
我是一个常常软弱的人。
I am someone who is always weak.
我是一个常常失败的人。
I am someone who always fail.
我是一个常常犯罪作恶的人。
I am someone who always sin.
我是一个常常得罪神的人。
I'm someone who always sin against God.
但神仍然以恩慈待我直到如今。
But God always treats me with kindness until now.
当我们这样去认识神的时候就很有意思了。
When we understand God in this perspective, then it is very meaningful.
我们能够跟世人讲。
We can say to the world.
我能够跟自己讲。
I can say it to myself.
神是恩慈的神。
God is the kind God.
但弟兄姊妹，很特别的地方。
But there is something very special.
神的启示没有停在这里。
God's revelation does not stop here.
的确，恩慈这个词会出现三次。
It's true that the word kindness has appeared three times.
使徒保罗在经文当中一而再，再而三去强调。
In the passage, the apostle Paul has emphasized time and time again.
神是恩慈的神。
God is the kind God.
但最不可思议的，在同样三节经文当中的时候呢？
But something inconceivable is that.In the three verses,
使徒保罗又一而再、再而三咁强调神另外一方面嘅属性。
The Apostle Paul also emphasizes time and time again the attribute of God.
当中提到神系严厉嘅神。
He mentions that God is the stern God.
向跌倒嘅人，神系严厉嘅。
To those who fell, God is stern.
神系一个唔爱惜嘅神。
God is someone who do not spare.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个就俾我哋好大嘅震撼。
This is really compelling to us.
一方面，神系恩慈嘅神。
On one hand, God is the kind God.
是绝对的。
This is absolute.
但另一方面，神是严厉的神。
But on the other hand, God is the stern God.
亦都是绝对的。
This is also absolute.
弟兄姊妹，在整个的人类历史当中，亦都彰显了神的严厉。
Therefore, in the whole human history, God has also manifested his sternness.
我们发觉神的严厉在整个人类历史当中大大的彰显。
We find that God's sternness has been manifested in the human history.
神的愤怒、神的烈怒倾倒在一些 唔敬畏神一啲犯罪作恶嘅人身上。
God's wrath and fury is poured out on those who sin and do evil。
所以我哋睇圣经历史当中嘅记载，嗬。
Therefore, if we look at the records in the Bible，
啊，当人犯罪作恶啦
，when people sin and do evil，
当人不知悔改啦
，when they are unrepentant，
当人偏行己路啦
，when they turn to their own ways，
我哋会睇到洪水灭世。
We can see that the flood came to destroy the earth。
我哋会睇到天火焚城。
We could see fire came down from heaven to destroy the towns。
我哋睇到好多嘅战争嘅事情一路一路嘅发生。
We could see wars and battles。
俾我哋当中睇到神一个严厉嘅神。
We can see that God is the stern God。
我弟兄姊妹甚至乎直到如今啊。
This is until now。
喺成个人类历史当中，我哋睇到喺最近呢一百年里面。
Throughout the human history, we can see that in the recent 100 years。
第一次世界大战。
There was the First World War。
第二次世界大战。
The Second World War。
可能第三次世界大战嚟紧噶啦。
Perhaps the Third World War is coming soon。
你睇今日嘅中东。
If you look at the Middle East today。
你睇下世界嘅政治局势。
If you look at the political situation。
金融、政治各种嘅风暴不断嘅产生。
There are storms in finance and economic areas。
顶住会，呢啲唔系偶然产生。
These things don't happen by accident。
一方面当然系人嘅罪恶所带嚟嘅结果啦。
On one hand, it is the result of man's sins。
但另一方面系讲紧神严厉嘅审判。
But on the other hand, it is the stern judgment from God.
但唔单止世上嘅人系咁。
It's not only the people in the world are like that.
神嘅选民，神同样系咁样看待佢哋。
God is doing the same thing to His chosen people.
如果你留意经文里边有一个词汇出现咗
，If you have noticed, there is a word in the passage.
呢个词汇就系他们。
The word is they.
他们系咩人呢
？Who are they?
他们系以色列民族。
They are the Israelites.
系神嘅选民。
They are the chosen people of God.
系亚伯拉罕嘅后裔。
They are the descendants of Abraham.
系以撒同埋雅各嘅后裔。
They are the descendants of Isaac and Jacob.
系神所拣选嘅民族。
They are the chosen people of God.
我哋发现，如果当以色列民族唔信嘅时候
，But we find that if the Israelites do not believe，
当佢哋自高自大嘅时候
，When they exalt themselves，
当佢哋唔惧怕神嘅时候
，When they do not fear God，
神嘅审判临到以色列民族身上
，God's judgment came upon them。
所以喺以色列民族嘅历史当中
，So that in the history of the nation of Israel，
我哋睇到佢哋被抛喺天下万国
，We can see that they were cast off in different parts of the nation。
世世代代面对好多嘅痛苦同埋祸患
，Generation after generation they had faced a lot of pain and sorrows。
直到如今
，Until now，
啊，弟兄姊妹经文都冇停喺度。
The passage。Does not stop here.
除了出现他们这个词汇之外呢
Besides the word they,
亦都出现了这个你这个词汇。
There is also the word you.
弟兄姊妹，你这个字出现得特别多。
Brothers and sisters, the word you has appeared a lot of times.
你是谁呢
Who are you?
你是讲到每一个属于主的神的儿女。
You means every one of God's children.
每一个真正重生得救的基督圣徒。
Each and every one of the Christian saints who are born again.
就是这个你。
This is you.
但是神又在经文当中预言的宣告。
But God also proclaims sternly in this passage.
神既不爱惜原来的枝子。
If God do not spare the branch,
也必不爱惜你。
And he will not spare you either.
如果当我们不能够长久在神的恩慈里面的时候。
If we cannot continue in God's kindness.
留意你也要被砍下来。
You have to notice that you also will be cut off.
于是给我们从经文当中体会到神另外一个属性。
Therefore, in the passage, we can see another one of God's attributes.
神是严厉的神。
God is the stern God.
对世人的罪恶神是严厉的。
To man's sin, God is stern.
对以色列民族的软弱和失败神是严厉的。
To the failures and weaknesses of the Israelites, God is stern.
但对于天父上帝的儿女
But to the Heavenly Father's children,
神同样是严厉的。
God is also stern.
弟兄姊妹来到这里我们就发现一件事。
Here we discover one thing.
为什么经文到总结的时候提出了一个这么重要的信息
Why is there such an important message in the conclusion of the message?
所以使徒保罗语重心长的提醒
That is the thoughtful and sincere reminder from the Apostle Paul
就是只要你长久在他的恩慈里
Provided that you continue in his kindness
只要 我哋长久喺神嘅恩慈里。
Provided that we continue in His kindness.
求主帮助我哋嗬。
May the Lord help us.
一方面我哋认识神系恩慈嘅神。
On one hand, we know that God is the kind God.
另外一方面我哋认识神系严厉嘅神。
On the other hand, we know that God is the stern God.
神系烈火，系轻慢不得嘅。
God is the consuming fire. He is not to be mocked.
神慢不已，有罪为无罪。
He does not treat the guilty as a sinner.
必要追讨他的罪。
He will punish his children for their sins.
所以我们必须竭力追求长久在神的恩慈里面。
So that we have to strain to pursue to continue in God's kindness.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎样保守自己长久在神的恩慈里面？
How do we keep us to continue in His kindness?
其实这个世界今天很悲哀。
It is woeful in this world.
世人在神的严厉里，我们知道。
We know that the world is in God's sternness.
以色列民族在神的严厉里面，我们知道。
We know that the Israelites are in God's sternness.
但如果神的教会，基督徒在神的严厉里面的时候，其实就不正常。
But for the churches and for God's children to be in God's sternness, it is not normal.
原因只有一个。
There is only one reason.
就是没有好好看圣经。
It is because we don't study the Bible diligently.
怎样保守自己长久在神的恩慈里面？
How to keep us to continue in His kindness?
所以经文二十节就非常宝贵。
Therefore, the verse 20 is very precious.
它提到教导了我们三方面的行动。
It teaches us three aspects of actions.
一方面是以色列民族的失败。
The first aspect is the failure of the Israelites.
但另外一方面正正是我们一个有反省的行动。
But it is also something that we have to reflect on.
如果这三方面我们都能够竭力紧守的话，
If we pursue in these three areas diligently,
弟兄姊妹，以勒家就能够长久在神的恩慈里面。
Then Jara Fellowship can continue in God's kindness.
你和我就能够长久在神的恩慈里面。
You and I can continue in God's kindness.
我们一起将经文二十节慢慢再读一次。
Let us read verse 20 again.
我们一起读。不错，他们因为不信所以被截下来，你因为信所以立得住，你不可自高反要惧怕。这里讲到以色列民族的失败。
This is talking about the failure of the Israelites.
因为不信被截下来。
Because of unbelief, they were cut off.
因为自高自大。
Because they were arrogant.
因为不惧怕神。
Because they were not afraid of God,
他们不能够站立得稳。
Then they could not stand firm.
于是他们在神的恩典当中失落。
Therefore, they fell from God's grace.
但如果我们要长久在神的恩慈里面呢？
But for us to continue in His kindness,
我们就需要有三方面的行动了。
There are three aspects of actions that we have to take.
第一个行动是因为信。
The first action is by faith.
第二个行动是不自高。
The first action is not being arrogant.
第三个行动是要惧怕。
The third action is be afraid.
如果弟兄姊妹你有笔，我都劝你圈了这几个词汇出来。
If you have a pen, I suggest you to highlight these words.
因为信。
Because of faith.
不自高。
Do not be arrogant.
要惧怕。
Be afraid.
不是那么困难哦。
It is not difficult.
第一个行动。
The first action.
因为信。
By faith.
因为信，我们就能够长久在神的恩慈里面。
If we stand by faith, we continue in God's kindness.
为什么呢？
Why?
希伯来书的十一章第六节就将个原因话咗俾我哋听。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 tells us the reason.
因为人非有信就唔能够得到神嘅喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
神喜悦啲咩人呢？
Who is God pleased with?
有一份纯一清洁信心嘅人。
He is pleased with those who have a sincere and pure faith.
有一份无伪信心嘅人。
They have faith that is genuine.
当我哋有呢啲咁嘅信心去面对神嘅时候呢？
When we have this kind of faith, when we face God,
我哋就能够得蒙神嘅喜悦。
We are pleased by God.
我哋就能够一生一世在神的慈爱里面。
Then for the rest of our lives, we are in God's mercy.
其实不是那么困难哦。
Actually, it's not that difficult.
是只有存一份纯一清洁的信心。
That we have to keep sincere and pure faith.
一份无伪的信心。
Faith that is genuine.
但弟兄姊妹必须要留意哦。
But we have to notice one thing.
很多时候世人所讲的信心和圣经讲的信心不同哦。
Very often, the faith faith talked by the world is different from what is in the Bible.
聖經講嘅信心唔係講緊頭腦知識上嘅。
The faith in the Bible is not only head knowledge.
聖經講嘅信心亦都唔喺舌頭上嘅。
The faith talked about in the Bible is not only on our lips.
聖經所講嘅信心係乜嘢咧
？What is the faith that the Bible is teaching us?
一方面完全相信神自己嘅説話。
On one hand, it is the total belief of God's word.
無論神嘅説話係帶著安慰也好
，No matter the word comes with encouragement，
帶著警告也好
，or warning，
帶著責備也好
，or rebuke，
帶著應許也好
，or promise，
神講每一句説話
，every word that God speaks，
毫無保留嘅相信
，we believe it without reservation，
呢個叫做信心
，this is faith。
但另外一方面咧
，but on the other hand，
當你完全相信神嘅話之後咧
，after you completely believe in God's word，
有一個實際嘅行動去遵行神嘅話
，you take an actual action to put into practice God's word.
这个先叫做在圣经当中所讲的信心。
This is the kind of faith that the Bible is talking about.
所以使徒雅各就提醒我们了。
Therefore, the Apostle James tells us,
信心没有行为是死的。
Faith by itself, it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
弟兄姊妹留意以色列民族为什么会在神的审判当中。
If you notice why the Israelites were under God's judgment,
你说以色列民族不信神。
If you say the Israelites did not believe in God,
他们一个人大大的反对
then they will object to it.
他们不是不信耶和华神
It's not that they don't believe in God the Lord.
他们还很多的献祭
They offered a lot of sacrifices.
很多金钱的奉献
They sacrificed a lot of money.
很多的侍奉
They served God.
对以色列民族来讲
For the people of Israelite.
他们明明是说相信耶和华神的
They believe that they believe in the Lord.
但神责备他们就是责备他们的不信
But God rebuked him for their unbelief.
因为他们存着一个不信的恶心
because they had the heart of unbelief
没有相信神的话
they did not believe in God's word
也都没有谨守遵行神的话
and they did not obey God's commands
所以他们被神视为不信的一群
therefore they were regarded as people of not believing
所以求主帮助我们
so may the Lord help us
当我们说因为信的时候
when we say because of belief
是我们相信神每一句的说话
it means that we believe every word that God says
并且有实际的行动谨守遵行
and then we take actual action to put this into practice
所以如果要长久在神的恩慈里面第一个行动是什么呢
therefore what is the action to keep us to continue in God's kindness
有了神的真理又遵守的人
that those who have God's truthand put them into practice
你看看整个圣经历史当中
if you look at the history in the Bible
每一个谨守遵行神的话的人
everyone who puts God's word into practice
必定蒙神的赐福
they surely had God's blessings
蒙神的恩待
they were favored by God
盼望弟兄姊妹我们都有一份的神一清洁的信心
may we all have this sincere and pure faith
有了神的真理又遵守
we have God's truths and we put them into practice
好第二个行动是什么呢
what is the second action
就是不自高
it is do not to be arrogant
以色列人因为自高自大
the Israelites because they were arrogant
他们就在神的恩典当中失落
so they fell from God's grace
我们需要不自高
we all need to be not arrogant
不自高就是不要自高自大
not arrogant means that we are not proud
所以圣经里面会提醒我们
therefore the Bible reminds us
神拦阻骄傲的人
God opposes the proud
赐恩给谦卑的人
But gives grace to the humble
所以在整个人类的历史世代当中
Therefore throughout man's history
在神面前柔和谦卑的人
Those who are humble and gentle before God
他就一生在神的恩慈里面
They live in God's kindness all the days of their life
但如果自高自大骄傲的人
But those who are arrogant and haughty
就一定是被神废弃
They are rejected by God
所以在巴别塔的事件
If you look at the event of the Tower of Babel,
或者圣经里面很多很多的人物
or different people in the Bible,
他们很多时候本来蒙恩的
very often they originally had God's favor,
但最后在恩典当中失落
but at the end they fell from God's grace,
原因就是骄傲
The reason is that they were arrogant.
原因就是在神面前自高自大。
And they exalted themselves before God.
但是什么叫做不自高呢？
But what does it mean by not being arrogant?
什么叫做真正的谦卑呢？
What is true humbleness?
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候说我们都是谦卑的人。
Very often we say that we are humble people.
因为我们经常都说承认自己软弱无力。
Because we admit that we are weak.
我又样样都不及人。
I worse than other people.
我们的态度真的很诚恳的。
Our attitude is really sincere.
我们的态度真的很真实的。
Our attitude is really genuine.
唉，我真的是一个没什么用的人。
I'm not a very useful person.
但这样是不是就是真正的谦卑呢？
But is this true humbleness?
但从圣经当中去看谦卑也不是这么一回事。
But from the Bible, we notice that it is not like that.
圣经对面讲到的谦卑是什么呢？
The humbleness as described in the Bible, what is it?
它是为到自己在神面前的失败和软弱。
It is for our weaknesses and for our failures.
它会感到有忧伤、有难过、有痛悔。
We feel sorrowful before God.
也都会感觉到有畏惧。
And also we feel fearful.
不知道弟兄姊妹有没有留意路加福音记载了一个耶稣基督讲的比喻？
I don't know if you have noticed in Luke, there is a parable given by the Lord Jesus.
就是那个税吏的祷告。
This is the prayer of the tax collector.
他远远地离开要敬拜的地方。
He stood at a distance.
他在那里捶心。
He beat his breast.
然后他的祷告说，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And said, God,Have mercy on me, a sinner.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个就是真正的谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, this is true humbleness.
而在以赛亚书66章，神亦都这样记载了。
And also in Isaiah chapter 66.
神所看顾的是什么人呢？
Who does God cares for?
就是虚心痛悔。
Those who are humble and contrite in spirit.
因神的话而战惊的人。
And those who tremble at God's word.
当然，当讲到不自高的时候呢？
When we talk about not being arrogant.
亦都是讲到完全顺服在神的旨意之下。
We also talk about total submission to God's will.
当我们啊，知道神的心意是什么了。
When we know what he wants us to do.
神的旨意是什么了。
When we know God's will.
我们毫无保留。
Without reservation.
我们毫无异议。
Without disagreement.
完全顺服。
We completely submit to him.
所以使徒彼得提醒我们。
Therefore, the apostle Peter reminds us.
神是一个赐恩典的神。
God is the God who gives grace.
所以我们要服在神的大能的手下。
Therefore, we have to humble ourselves under his mighty hand.
所以第一方面，当我们讲话因为信的时候。
Therefore, when we say because of faith.
我们就是有了神的真理又遵守。
It means that we have God's truth and then we obey them.
第二方面，我们讲到不自高的时候。
The second aspect when we talk about not being arrogant.
我们会为到自己的失败软弱，我们感到有忧伤。
For our weaknesses and failures, we feel sorrowful and mournful.
同时我们愿意完全顺服在神的旨意之下。
And also, we are willing to totally surrender ourselves under God's will.
当神的心意清楚了。
When we know about God's will,
我们不需要去问为什么。
We don't have to ask why.
我们就是完全的顺服。
We just totally submit.
所以听命胜于献祭。
Therefore, it is more important to obey and to offer sacrifice.
顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。
Submission is better than the fat of rams.
第三方面就讲到要惧怕。
The third aspect is that we have to be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，如果大家有睇诗篇103篇嘅时候
，If you have read Psalm 103,
我哋发现喺经文嘅十一节
，We discover that in verse 11,
十三节
，13,
同埋十七节
，and 17。
神三次的提到
，Three times God mentions
耶和华的慈爱
，The Lord's love，
耶和华的怜恤
，The Lord's mercy，
归于敬畏他的人。
Goes to those who fear him.
啊，当中我们会提醒弟兄姊妹哈。
So I remind brothers and sisters.
神喜悦我们对他一个敬畏的心。
God is pleased when we have a heart with reverence and awe.
我们有一个惧怕得罪神的心。
We have an attitude which is afraid of offending God.
所以圣经讲敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Therefore, the Bible teaches us reverence to the Lord is the beginning of understanding.
其实的意思就是当我们能够真正敬畏神的时候。
It means that if we truly have reverence and awe to God,
我们怕得罪神的时候,
we are afraid of offending God,
我们就会有智慧过我们的人生,
then we have the wisdom in our life,
同埋一个敬畏神的人是神所喜悦的,
and also people who are reverent and have awe to God are people pleased by God.
所以当我们讲到说, 要长久在神的恩慈里面的时候,
therefore when we say to continue in God's kindness,
似乎不是那么困难哦,
it doesn't seem to be so difficult.
三个范畴,
three aspects,
因为信,
by faith,
不自高,
do not be arrogant,
同埋要惧怕,
and be afraid.
求主帮助我们有这三方面的追求,
may the Lord help us to have these three pursuits.
但当我想到这个信心在哪里呢?
But where does this faith come from?
这个顺服不自高在哪里呢?
Where does the submission and not being arrogant come from?
这个敬畏神的心在哪里呢?
What does the heart of reverence and awe come from?
究竟在哪个环境里面令到我们产生三方面的心怀意念呢?
What kind of circumstances would help us to have these three kinds of attitudes?
当我准备这段经文的时候，我就想到耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
When I prepare this sermon, I think about our Lord Jesus and him crucified.
因为当我们思想到耶稣基督为我们钉十字架的时候，
because when we ponder our Lord Jesus and him crucified for us,
当我们能够体会到主的爱的时候，
when we understand his love,
就会产生一份的信心，
then we have this faith,
一份愿意谨守遵行神命令的心，
and have the willingness to stand firm and obey his words,
亦都愿意义无反顾顺服的心，
and then to have the willingness not to turn back,
更加当我们认识耶稣基督钉十字架真正的意义的时候，
if we understand the true meaning of our Lord being crucified on the cross,
我们看到神是一个其实严厉的神，
we can see that God is the stern God,
万不以有罪为无罪的神，
he will not leave sins unpunished,
于是我们能够产生一个敬畏神的心，
therefore we will have the awe and reverence to God,
所以求主帮助我们，
so may the Lord help us,
盼望在今天三节经文当中我们能够有一个全面的认识，
I hope that through these three verses we can have a complete understanding,
神是恩慈的神，
that God is the kind God,
神同时是严厉的神，
but at the same time he is the stern God,
所以我们必须常常竭力保守我们在神的恩慈里面，
therefore we must pursue to continue in his kindness,
我们第一方面要因为信，
the first aspect is by faith,
第二方面不自高，
the second aspect do not be arrogant,
第三方面要惧怕，
the third aspect be afraid,
求主帮助我们，
may the Lord help us,
能够在内里产生这个心怀意念，
so that we can have this attitude inside of us,
我们同心祈祷，
let us pray,
慈爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
求主引导我们近十架。
Lord, draw us near the cross.
因为只有来到主的十字架下的时候，
because only when we are under the cross,
我们才能够真正的认识主。
Can we really know you, Lord?
认识主的恩慈。
And to know your kindness,
更加认识主的严厉，
and also to know your sternness,
以致我们懂得过一个怎样长久在恩慈里面的人生，
so that we know how to lead a life which can continue in your kindness.
求主藉着十字架赐给我们一份纯一清洁的信心。
Lord, through the cross, we pray that you give us pure and sincere faith.
赐给我们一个完全顺服神的心。
Give us a heart to completely submit to you.
更加赐给我们一个敬畏神的心。
And also give a heart which is in reverence and awe to you.
以致一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们。
So that all the days of our life, mercy and kindness will follow us.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
提醒我们。
Remind us.
藉着以色列人的失败。
Through the failure of the Israelites.
他们被神截下来。
They were cut off by God.
就是因为不信。
Because of unbelief,
就是因为自高。
Because of their arrogance,
就是因为不敬畏神。
Because they were not afraid of God.
恳求恩主帮助我们在以色列人惨痛的教训里面有所反省。
Lord, help us to reflect because of the painful experience of the Israelites.
千万不要走上以色列人的旧路。
Never to tread on their path.
乃是走一条恩典的道路。
But to walk on the path of blessings.
长久在神的恩慈里面的道路。
Continue in the kindness of God.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
听我们在主面前同心感恩仰望的祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.